Well, today we have a very interesting confrontation between the chief priests and the elders of the people and our Lord. This is found in Matthew chapter 21, beginning at verse 23. And they're really asking, by what authority are you doing these things? Well, what things are they referring to? Well, they're referring to the things that just happened in the previous passages. And that was the Lord came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And it basically was Palm Sunday. That was the first thing that they were talking about. The Lord had taken this donkey and rode into Jerusalem, and everybody cut the palm branches off and were raising them and saying to Jesus, "Blessed are you who comes in the name of the Lord." They were accepting Jesus as their Messiah. People were throwing their cloaks on the ground, and the donkey would walk over these cloaks. So they were welcoming Jesus as their king, as their Messiah. And the Lord accepted this praise and blessed the people and said, you know, if they did not cry out, the very stones would cry out. So this really upset the chief priests and elders of the people, that the Lord had come into Jerusalem through the Eastern Gate, which the Messiah was going to do. So the Lord was fulfilling everything that they had been waiting for a Messiah. But then, what did the Lord do after that? He went to the temple and drove out the money changers. And the Lord showed this righteous anger, and he overthrew their tables, and he opened up the cages of the doves, and he began to spill the coins all over the temple floor. So the Lord drove out the money changers. So that's where we pick up today's scene. We have here the chief priests and the elders come to him and they say, by what authority are you doing these things? You know, coming into Jerusalem, you know, as, you know, like a Messiah would, throwing over the money changers. How dare you come into our temple and disrupt things and cause this big commotion and drive out the money changers and those who were buying and selling in the temple? By what authority are you doing these things? It's a very good question. And they say, who gave you this authority? Now, of course, they were trying to trap the Lord. If the Lord said that he came from God, then he would be claiming to be the Messiah. Or if he claimed not to be acting on God's behalf, it was just on his own, they would accuse him of and dismiss him as a fanatic. And so they were very curious to see how he would respond to this question. Did they have him in a trap? Well, the Lord answers the question with a question. And he says, I will answer you, but first I will ask you a question, and you have to answer, did John's baptism, you know, John the Baptist, was what he was doing, did that come from heaven or was it of human origin? So was John of God or was he just doing his own thing? And this was a very interesting question because the scribes and the Pharisees had really rejected John. They did not listen to him, even though they knew he was a holy man, but they did not go out and repent of their sins and confess their sins and get baptized. They resisted that. And so the Lord asked them, was John doing something heavenly or just something human? Well, they met in a huddle and they came up and they said, well, if we say from heaven, then they'll say, well, why didn't you follow him? Why didn't you believe him? But if you say, no, it's only human origin, then we're afraid of the crowd because everybody regarded John as a true prophet. So it says they answered, we do not know. And Jesus said, then neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. So again, a very interesting confrontation between the Lord and the religious leaders. And of course, our Lord's authority came from his heavenly Father. Our Lord Jesus is truly the eternal Son of God, and he spoke with the authority of the Heavenly Father. Since Jesus is the Son of God, he could forgive sins, he could raise the dead, he could cure the blind, the cripples, the deaf, the lame. The Lord could say incredible things, like Abraham said to you such and such, but now I say to you such and such. Or Moses said to you this, but I say to you now this. So the Lord showed incredible authority, not only in his miracles, but in his teaching. And ultimately, they would put the Lord to death, and he would be crucified, and they rejected him. And so, again, the Lord's authority, because he is the Son of God, comes from the Heavenly Father. And then the Lord would give that authority to the church, to St. Peter and the apostles, and to the Catholic Church that he founded 2,000 years ago.